They work.
Arr, matey.
While you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio. Oh, oh, oh.
Oh, I didn't know why we were playing this. Jim tells me you're going to Zach Brown today.
Hell yeah.
So we told Touch and Rich this morning, right?
Where's that?
Yep. Fenway.
Is it a peach?
Yeah. Homemade wine.
Who are you going with?
It's where the peaches grow. Boss.
You guys are doing that date again.
Heck yeah.
It's nice.
Oh, my, hey, it's Friday night. You wearing your jeans? I'm wearing mine.
Is it a double date? What do you got?
It's a men's thing.
A men's thing?
Well, men date.
Boys night.
Dude night. Dude ranch.
No kidding.
Dude out.
You're such a suck-up.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I like going to concerts.
Well, we know you are. I mean, I don't have to say that.
I like going to concerts with him. Still.
For what? You suck up.
Oh, like you wouldn't go?
If it was good, if it was a good show.
Right.
I don't know that I'd go out on my
good show.
See Zach Brown.
I already did it once with him. It's a good time.
I know. That's why I asked you. I thought that might be the case again, and it is. I was right. My intuition on that was correct.
Mm.
Marty?
Well, I hear Zach Brown puts on a hell of a show. Great musicians. I hope everybody has a good time.
Are you going too?
No.
What came up?
I was extended an invitation from someone, and I said, thank you so much, but I feel guilty.
You got invited by the boss, too.
I feel guilty taking the slot that...
He did, didn't
when
he? That's what Zoe's telling me.
Somebody
Zoe's trying to tell me something. I'm like,
listen,
is Hardy going?
I thought Tiger was done for the day. He's actually
don't,
got a chance to go to town.
Tiger. We're talking about
Zach. Ooh, he's going for birdie.
We're talking about you guys at Zach Brown tonight.
All right, hold on. We gotta see
Hardy if, was going, and now he bailed, Zoe?
No. No, I said, why don't you continue to look for some? Because I'm sure I wasn't the first choice, right?
Right.
I'm like, why don't you continue looking? You might find somebody who really is eager to go to Zach Brown, whereas I would just be going for the company, you know?
I don't know that. Yes!
Tiger Woods making a nice birdie putt on what will almost certainly be his final hole of the U.S. Open. Shot 2 over par, 72 today. That puts him at 10 over for the tournament, probably 2-3 strokes on the wrong side of the cut line.
So you're saying that Spieth, who went +8 yesterday, if he only goes +3 today, he's out too?
How'd the firefighter
do? Yes.
How'd the firefighter do? He had a 74 yesterday.
Spieth could shoot even par today and miss the cut.
Oh,
Spieth is 8 over after his first round. Matt Parziali.
How's your boy Cupcake? What'd he do? Got it won it is, last year.
He was solid yesterday, 4 over par, which in this tournament...
That's good. Good score.
Right there on the first, you know, page and a half of the leaderboard, I would say.
The way it was blowing yesterday. Jesus, this dude's joke, too, this Dustin Johnson. Huh?
Parziali, the Brockton firefighter, made par at his first hole today. He's just one hole into his second round, but he's still at 4 over. So Matt Parziali could be making the cut here at the U.S. Open. That would
be Dustin Johnson, guys. He's fit.
He's going to keep doing this, isn't he?
Parziali?
Yeah.
I asked him about it. I've talked to him a couple of times this year on the Sports Hub Golf Club, he is completely content with his amateur status. He did the pro golf thing for a while on the mini tours.
Yeah.
Didn't work out. He's like, all right, I'm going to be a firefighter in Brockton and continue to work on my game. And he won the U.S. Mid-Amateur, which, you know, got him entry into Augusta and also, paved the way toward a U.S. Open appearance. It's hard to believe he's just going to, play golf at this level and just, be a guy kicking around in the amateur circuit. But last I talked to him, that was the plan.
All right. But you think he's still going to make the occasional appearances, though?
If he continues to win tournaments, he'll get the invites. You know, Masters is an invitational. The U.S. Open, he can qualify for if he plays golf at this level. He can go to, even if he doesn't get an automatic invite, he can go to local, regional, sectional qualifiers, whatever, and play his way into tournaments like the U.S. Open. That'd be awesome. I mean, that's what it's supposed to be. It is the most democratic of all the major golf tournaments, but rarely do you see an amateur, you know, making the cut and being in the hunt like Parziali's set up to do. He's played a total of 19 holes so far. Let's see how the day plays out.
Sorry for being excited for it.
I am excited for it, but we got real excited for him at Augusta, and you know, I think a lot of people felt deflated after, you know, he didn't make the cut there. So things trending in the right direction for him this weekend.
All right, Matt Parziali. Brockton
Great story. Great story.
Playing in the U.S. Open after playing at Augusta in the Masters. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. I'm continuing to read up on this Manny Machado rumor with the Red Sox. I'm reading all the coverage, all the thoughts that everybody has on this. And I've got to say, I continue to read things and continue to be convinced that there is no way the Red Sox should consider doing this for 3 months of Manny Machado. I also just read a stat that had Rafael Devers open the season. Listen to this. Had he started at single A Salem this year, and I just had this story up, and I have to find it again. I X'd out by accident. Don't you hate when that happens? God, stupid. He would have been the youngest player at single A Salem had he started the season there. At single A, he would have been the youngest guy on the team. Youngest guy in the system on that team at single A ball.
So you want to keep the youth. You just want to keep the 5 years of having him.
I'm not sure I understand.
No, Devers. I mean, that's your point here. He's so young. You know, people forget how young the damn kid is. They feel like he's 20, 21. No. He's a young kid.
I just think that he's going to be a lot better. And you get 5 years of him as opposed to 3 months of Manny Machado, who is going to leave in free agency and is going to get $300 million.
Yeah.
And do you think the Red Sox are going to pay him that?
No. No, I don't. I would have liked for them to be in on the player. And free agency, we've talked about this before, prior to J.D. Martinez. You know, guys like him and Harper coming up. Some damn good free agent class next year. Now all of a sudden you're paying J.D. He's here for another year.
Ah, I got it. I got the story back up. It was Chris Mason, your former intern. Chris Mason who wrote about it. His headline was Rafael Devers from Manny Machado. Let's pump the brakes, as Billy Lanny would say. Let's pump the brakes here. Devers is still just 21. He boasts massive potential. There have been flashes of it. His home run off Chapman comes to mind. And with more time in the majors, there will be plenty more growth. It's easy to forget that if Devers had started the season in single A Salem, he would have been the youngest player in the field. As it stands, he and Andrew Benintendi are the only cost-controlled talents with team control through the foreseeable future. So he is not counting Betts, he is not counting Bogarts in that, because there is more team control for Benintendi and Devers. And that right there should be the reason why you don't talk about trading either one of those two players. Benintendi, Devers, no, we're not trading them.
What if Britton's in a deal? Machado and Britton. Would you trade Benintendi for them? To make sure you help shore up part of your bullpen?
No. No, I wouldn't. Would not do that. And if you want to trade young talent, and you're trading for a shortstop, now I'm not saying I would do this, by the way. This is not a suggestion because I would want to do this. But if you're going to have this conversation, wouldn't it make more sense to start talking about trading Xander Bogaerts than it would to talk about trading
Benintendi
or Devers?
Yeah.
Bogaerts is closer. And out of the older, younger crew of players, Bogaerts and Betts, Betts is the better player. Betts is a guy you have to make every possible attempt to keep in a Red Sox uniform.
Oh, God, yeah.
Bogaerts, I like him a lot. You know he's one of my favorites. But
yeah, but it seems like, you know, what's the ceiling with that guy?
Oh, I mean, I think it's
he's
high.
He's just waiting for him to explode.
Look at the way
he's hit for
power. Look at the home run he hit last
night. Yeah. Need more of that.
He just had his 10th home run. He's on pace for more than... How many games are we in?
Everybody's hitting home runs now, though. Home run balls up.
He's on pace for more than 20 home runs this year.
That's good for him. Damn good for him. Yeah.
I mean, he's hit for power. And that's with missing time, too. He's adding the injury.
And the bad ankle, foot.
I'm just saying, you're going to talk about young guys and you're going to talk about bringing a shortstop over, you might actually think about trading Bogaerts. Not that I would do it. Me personally, I'm not trading any of them. I'm hanging on.
Stay pat. Stand pat.
Not stand pat.
Stay pat.
Stay pat. Stay puff. stand pat. What do you want him to do at the deadline,
though? Okay, I talk baseball, so he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to do it.
He wants to talk about the Stay Puft Marshmallow.
I know.
Right.
Let him talk
when he rounded that corner down New York, oh, my God. He had the look on his face.
He's pissed.
He was, no, he was like happy but pissed. Then you pissed him off.
I'm sorry, I tried. I tried.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Twitter, your timeline was just filled up with tweets related to Kawhi Leonard. Sham Sharina. Kawhi Leonard wants out of San Antonio. League sources tell Yahoo. Chris Haynes. Kawhi Leonard wants out of San Antonio. League sources tell ESPN.
Boy, that hit.
San Antonio. What is it? The News Express down there?
Blast text.
Express News, yeah.
According to the Express News, sources tell the Express News, Kawhi Leonard wants out of San Antonio. It's almost like he made it. His agent texted all the reporters at the same time. Kawhi Leonard is officially asking to leave the Spurs, and that is...
Here we go.
Pretty much the start of the NBA offseason. There we go. It's on, dude. It's on.
That probably takes one team out of the LeBron running, too, then, right?
Why do you say that?
Why would LeBron want to go there?
Yeah.
Oh, I get what you're saying, because he won't want to play there without Kawhi. But couldn't he then take someone else there with him?
I'd go there to play with Kawhi. Yeah, I mean, this is going to start the rumors of flipping, make it attractive for LeBron to come to Boston, flip Kyrie Irving for Kawhi.
Unless LeBron likes somebody on Boston that Boston might trade to San Antonio for Kawhi.
All I know is that this is the least surprising news ever. I'm just glad someone's finally confirmed it.
But now we can start officially talking.
You can talk about how much of a bozo the guy is for quitting on his team last year. We can actually talk about that now because
like, why would he want out?
Because he quit on his team and they called him out for it? So now he needs a trade.
Well, and the Spurs said that he's got to convince them that he's like committed before they offer him a contract. The Spurs flipped it on him. And we're like, no, you come to us. You show us how you're committed.
As they should.
Yeah, NBA teams just don't do that, though. That's rare.
Right. This is what makes it hard at times to love the NBA, is divas like this guy.
Right. Divas. Call the shots. He calls the shots. Finally got a damn good coach here, you know?
Are you tweeting from Jimmy Stewart's account?
I am not.
Who is?
I don't know. Jimmy Stewart, probably. Just Jimmy Stewart just retweeted the Kawhi stuff. Shocker. Yeah. Jimmy. It's Jimmy in the other room.
Well, when I see tweets like, I hate wrestling.
Well, that's Jimmy.
And I like wieners on my pizza with pickles. That
Who does
stinks
it?
Of a Scott Zolak hack. It is. It is you son.
It's weird, too, because J-Stu is one of the rare people that actually like hits the Control-Alt-Delete to lock his computer when he walks away a lot of times. People don't do that.
Finally got him after 10 years.
No, that's good. You came up with that on your own. I like wieners on my pizza with pickles.
You ever try it?
Nope.
Just sliced up hot dogs? Oh, my God. Like little tiny pieces of bologna. Bite-sized pieces of bologna. That's
on a pizza?
To the essence what a hot dog is. Oh, my God, yeah.
Well, I don't want bologna on a pizza either.
I'm just saying. If I did a grilled pizza like that, I trim the hot dogs up real tight like that, like little slices of bologna.
Yeah.
Put it over. It's like sausage almost.
No.
And then you drizzle a little cold lettuce with some pickles and some Thousand Island.
Throw some mustard on there, make it a hot dog.
No.
Hot
dog
pizza. 53 seconds ago, I know Billy Lanny would have come up with something much more creative.
Get rid of the mozzarella cheese and tomato sauce? That sounds like a hell of a sandwich.
Wrap it up.
Well, it's like a calzone, but not totally closed on one end. What would taste like that?
Okay, then. Well, while you're doing that, does that mean I can go back to talking more baseball? Am I allowed to do that?
Absolutely.
You hear about this prospect the Red Sox got this week, Eric Filia?
What about him?
Well, he got kicked out of UCLA when he was there.
For what?
Won a national title when he was a sophomore there. And then was eventually allowed back into the program. 2013, UCLA won their first national title. Eric Filia was a sophomore at the time. He had a .444 postseason average. Drove in 8 runs over 5 College World Series games. ESPN cameras at the time were all about his girlfriend. She eventually got like modeling offers.
Oh.
In the final game of the College World Series, 4-for-6 with a defensive gem. And he was great. All good, right? Then after that, went to the Cape League. 1-for-15 before he left with a shoulder injury. Took summer classes at UCLA that summer because he wasn't... Got sidelined for 2014 with the shoulder injury. The following summer after being on the Cape, decided to stay at UCLA and take classes. Then he got caught plagiarizing. What's that mean? Please. Got kicked out of UCLA and ruled ineligible.
Like nobody's ever gone to the library and ran something off.
So he could have gone back to a NAIA school, mm-hmm. right? Because he couldn't play in an NCAA institution. Or he could have went into the draft. Could have signed a pro contract. Could have done those things. Would have signed a contract. Instead, he went back to live with his great aunt and worked a couple of jobs, including a kite store and a car wash.
Nice.
Then he landed a gig as a butler at the Playboy Mansion. Would you hold any of this against him?
No. None. Like washing cars, like kites, like hanging out at mansions. Like plagiarizing. I mean, just a normal everyday kid.
Well,
just trying to play ball. The part, all he wants to do is play ball and hang out.
The part that I think has been held against the Red Sox or against his players is that
here.
He's...
Get him here.
He came off a 50-game suspension for a drug of abuse.
Oh.
But apparently it was for smoking weed.
Ah. Legal here now. Get him here.
This is who the Red Sox got in the Roenis Elias deal.
Kid's got a little personality to him, huh?
And this is what they got in return. He's got a career average in the minor leagues of .343. Pretty good.
Yeah.
OPS of .888.
Okay.
25 years old. 20th round pick in 2014. He was in the Arizona Fall League last year, and he had an average of .408 during the Arizona Fall League.
Good grief.
That's pretty good.
Duke can hit. He got caught plagiarizing part of his philosophy paper, according to the, I'm reading from the Jason Mastrodonato.
Who cares?
The Daily Brewer.
Well, speaks to
go
one's
ahead, Jason. Hold it against him.
Speaks to one's character.
He's trying to get through school. Trying to juggle both. Playing ball. He's not just a student.
What would be worse, plagiarizing
too?
Or just having someone else flat out write your papers for you?
I've done both.
That didn't take much.
Harder to get caught with the plagiarism back then, right? So couldn't just Google the paper.
That's the problem. Yeah. You had to actually go to the library, run it off, and then sort of alter the words a little bit. But, yeah. I'll talk my way out of that one.
Proud of you.
You talked your way out of it.
Yeah. I didn't plagiarize. Really didn't plagiarize. We copied some stuff, but not like to the word. You know, I mean, it's everybody. You just
you can plagiarize an idea or...
Sorry, I mean, like nobody's ever built a table before. Yeah. Oh, there's 5 million ways you can build a table. Yeah. You're a carpenter, Hardy. Get one of those DIY books.
Well, you know, so is JC. Follow it. Oh, yes. You're a good company.
Yeah. Made that from one piece of wood.
I think the Red Sox did a smart thing by getting this guy.
The guy sounds fun to me. Let's get him here. We need some personality.
Well, there's character questions about him. If you can get him, the dude can hit.
Yep.
That was when he was a college student. Smoking weed? Please.
He's 25.
I think I'm worried about that.
Young kid.
Does it reflect on him poorly that he worked at the Playboy Mansion?
He's a butler.
It's like a cleaning up people's trash.
He's a servant, right? Hey, boy, give me
this. I don't see the issue with
it. Right.
I don't see where the problem is with this guy. In fact, I'm rooting for him.
I am, too.
That's what I'm doing. Kid can mash.
Yep. Bring him here. Throw 69 on his back. Right there. Let's go.
Today's takeaways are at 150 today. It includes fake promos.
We got more on
Friday.
Kawhi, by the way. More details from Woj on Kawhi we should probably hit on, yeah.
Oh.
Ooh.
Do I need to take a look
we should
right
probably
now?
Get at it next, yeah.
Should I
okay.
take a look? Well, wait.
It's developing
wait.
And it has LeBron probably.
Right? Whoa. All right.
I'm going to tell you what Woj it says bomb. Right now. I'm not going to make you wait to know what it is.
Let's
I'll
go.
Tell you right
Give
now.
It now.
San Antonio's Kawhi Leonard has preferably the Lakers, as the center of his preferences for a trade destination, league sources tell ESPN. More on that next.
Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox will send Rick Porcello to the mound tonight in Seattle as their road trip continues. Four in a row after the sweep in Baltimore. They got the first game of the series against the Mariners last night, 2-1. David Price was on the mound for his eighth win of the season. Well, just the one earned run on five hits and seven innings. As I said, Porcello tonight gets the start opposite James Paxton. World Cup action. We've already got two games gone final for the day. Earlier, the first game was Uruguay. They got the 1-0 win over Egypt. Then it was Iran. We got the 1-0 win over Morocco. Coming up at 2 o'clock, the match you've all been waiting for, Portugal and Spain. Then at the U.S. Open, it is round two with Dustin Johnson alone atop the leaderboard. He has set the pace with a 67 today to go with yesterday's 69. He is four under par now for the tournament. Closest player to him, Ian Poulter, three strokes back at one under par. He won't even tee off for his second round for about five more minutes. Meanwhile, Sergio Garcia finishing at 14 over par. Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods both 10 over par. Almost certainly their U.S. Opens are now done. Headlines are brought to you by Safety Insurance, providing comprehensive coverage for your auto, home, and business. Ask your independent agent about safety. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
So I mentioned yesterday, are we all wasting our time and is LeBron just going to go to the Lakers? No matter what? This is starting to feel orchestrated. It's been a week.
He did mention Kawhi the other day in one of his post-game. Remember that?
Kawhi all of a sudden is now on the move to L.A. He wants to be traded to L.A. And there are already stories being written about how the Lakers could get LeBron, Kawhi, and Paul George all in the same offseason.
Jim asked you something when he's standing in the door. Who has the better team, Celtics or the Lakers?
So, if Kawhi is invested again because he wants to play with those two players, and
Kawhi, George, and LeBron,
forget it. The Lakers are better.
Yeah. You got to expect too this with Horford. At some point, he's going to start to really tire.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting older, but
he's getting older. I'm talking about the build, too. Like, you're going to keep hanging. What are you hanging on for? Yeah, we keep talking about, you know, it's either Kyrie Irving or Gordon Hayward that you would trade in a potential LeBron coming here where you got to get rid of them. Why is Horford's name not talked about?
Brandon's in Fall River. Hey, Brandon, what do you have?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Brandon?
Hey. I just wanted to say something about the World Cup here. I'm right here at Fall River. We got a bunch of people here. We are out of our mind. We're getting ripped right now. We are craving for a Portugal win today.
Where's the thought or opinion there?
What are we supposed to do with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all, right. All I got.
Yeah.
All right. Good call. Paul in Grafton. Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Oh, my God. Hey, Paul.
Thank God I didn't hear that. That's pretty cool, Paul. What else is going on?
I don't think he's there. I can tell you what he was going to say.
What's he going to say?
He's going to say, what up, 16?
Hey, Beat.
Beat.
Hottie.
Jim Lout. Does he ever give Lout a shout-out? I can't remember.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think he does.
I think it's Paulie and Deb. Paulie in the truck.
No, he does. He gives Jim a shout-out, too. They all get it. Well, there goes getting to those calls, then, huh? Let's move on from that. Jesus. Shall we? 617-779-0990.
So what did he say was happening in Fall River? The streets closed? They're having a party?
Where? What?
In Fall River? What was he saying about Fall River?
There was, I guess, people willing to watch the World Cup.
Oh, great.
That was the report.
That's great.
You know what I will spend no time doing this weekend?
Watching the World Cup.
High
five. I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm just not going to do it.
You know what Sunday is? Father's Day.
What are you going to do for Father's Day?
Oh, I'll be at the pool.
Your pool?
Yeah.
going to be hot.
It's going to be hot. We got a long lacrosse tournament tomorrow up in Chelmsford. It's a big lacrosse jamboree. So bringing a tent up and some coolers, seats, some chairs. It's going to sit back. It's about a 6-hour day there.
Oh.
Yeah, in the heat. Kids be dropping left and right. Let's go. Drink water. Told you to drink the water.
What are you going to be drinking?
We'll be drinking Diet Pepsi.
Oh, yeah.
Diet Coke. A little Crystal Light. Whatever else comes in my
head. I was going to say, what else do you mix in?
Whatever else I pour in my...
occasional.
Jim, what would you say to do? Bring your Yeti tumbler up there? Keep the ice nice and cold?
I don't think he's listening to us. He's not listening to us. He's got fake promos to work.
Oh, okay.
All right. Trying to work on fake promos because Hardy and Beetle were playing their little wiffle ball game during the commercial.
Well, I mean, it's an important thing. It's a really important thing. Alec. Is this Alec or Alex in Franklin?
Hey!
I was wondering if you guys are thinking about, with the Celtics' uncertainty with Kyrie Irving, that they'd possibly trade Kyrie to the Phoenix Suns for the first pick and maybe like a Jaren Jackson out of that?
I'm sorry, trade Kyrie for the first overall pick?
And Josh Jackson?
No. No, I wouldn't do that. Would you do that?
No.
No. No. Once you have proven commodities, I don't trade them for proven commodities. I don't trade them for unproven things.
You're too close right now. Team's good.
Not for a proven commodity in his prime.
Yeah.
For a draft pick? No.
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 No thanks. Bob and Brookline on LeBron. Bob.
What's going on, boys?
Hey.
Big fan of the show. Look, man, as a Celtics fan right now, I'm a little bit scared. I'm a little bit worried, you know, with Kyrie, with his movie, and he's a rap star and all this crap. You know, New York is like a perfect fit for him, like, you know. And LeBron invested in the Lakers, you know. I don't know. We've been kind of, you know, talking about this for how long. You know, his kid attends school in L.A., and he has a house there. You know, I just hope, you know, Danny Ainge has been hitting, you know, it on the nail every time. I hope, you know, he comes through for us once again. I like our core. I don't think we should, you know, trade everything away for LeBron. You know, I think we stick to what we were doing. You see where Kyrie is at, and you try to win. Try to win as quickly as possible. But KD staying there at Golden State long term, good luck for whoever faces them.
No, there is that thing. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate the call. That thing about Kyrie with New York or L.A. or any of those places, he wants to be a movie star.
Yeah.
Once
you know what scares me more about the music,
too?
Sing. Like, the big thing is, you know, the rap, you know, guys are rappers and they all get caught up in it. And
he's not
everybody's
rapping.
Trying
he's
to cut
singing. He's an artist.
Scares me more that he likes to sing because I'm better than that. I am going to be different.
I think I'm capable of
I'm going to carry a tune.
Bobby's in Waltham.
I'm a singer, not
Bobby.
A rapper. What do you got, Bob?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, man?
I called last winter and Devers was just coming off, you know, the fall that he had. And I said, guys, listen. Make the Devers for Machado trade, even at Machado for a year, because Machado needs to know what it's like to be in a winning atmosphere, and otherwise you're going to be going up against the Yankees and the Cubs when he's a free agent, and it might not turn out well. And I'm going to tell you this. I would still pull that trigger right now. It doesn't take a scientist to see that Devers has the body of a gummy bear, right? The guy just does not have an athletic build.
Just want to pinch his cheeks.
Yeah, seriously, but like, I think Boston fans are so caught up in, well, Ortiz didn't have an athletic body, but for every one David Ortiz, there's 40 Miguel Sanos, Rafael Devers, Steve Balbones, guys that are like, okay, but you're not going to build a team around. So you make that move for Machado, give yourself a step up when it comes to free agency. And then he's used to the core away, he's used to the winning atmosphere, and he might actually sign. And plus, you're putting him in the middle of a lineup with Benintendi and Betts and Martinez. I mean, just think about it.
He's going to the highest bidder, Bobby. There's no head start because you get him here for 3 months.
Right.
He's going to hit free agency. He's going to go to the highest bidder. Who has the most money? His quote that he said, I'm going to get mine. That's his quote. I'm going to get mine.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy who's focused on maximizing his money. He's already played for a bad team for a long time. I don't think he minds.
Cut the Red Sox a deal because he got here to a winning environment. I'll give you the inside track and give you first.
If you want Manny Machado, you want to sign him, you want to spend $300 million on him, you know when you do it?
Next year.
In the offseason, when he's a free agent.
Yeah.
And you can compete with everybody else.
Sure. Test the market.
You need to get him here early. He's going to be an unrestricted free agent out there ready to sign. And bidding.
I'm not even concerned with the contract.
It's not like other leagues. It's not like the NBA where you have an advantage in getting a guy in your place, in your building, for a year because you can't convince him to come to your town. And then on top of it, you can pay a guy more money when you get him on your team. So if you want to pay him in the offseason. Mike in West Rocks.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi.
What's up, Mike?
I don't know if you guys need another reason to hate the Lakers, but I don't know if you read the recent article in Yahoo about the Ball family and about, I guess there's a father, Lonzo or Monty, I can't even remember his name, but pretty much their mother had a stroke and the father treated her pretty poorly, according to this article. Like, he wouldn't let her use a wheelchair in the home because he was afraid of her tearing up the rugs, and he was, like, saying horrible stuff to her in public. It's a pretty good read, but not like anyone didn't hate him already, but this just was despicable, this article that I read.
Okay, well, he could soon be a teammate. That's Lonzo Ball. Soon be a teammate of LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, and Paul George. Fake promos are coming up next. There's 9 of them. Don't miss it.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Solak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, it is a Friday, and it's time for today's takeaways, which are actually fake promos, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life with Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Awaken180weightloss.com.
A lot of dissension about the fake promos. Jim's in a very bad mood.
Well, Jim's mad you were playing baseball and not really paying attention.
Right. And let's just say this isn't a 100% consensus on the fake promos. Still, we have 9 of them. Nine promos.
A lot.
Right, Jim? Here we go.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Check them out, 76 Guest Street in Brighton, bowlbrighton.com. What do you want to talk about, Zoe?
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hell of a
happened
show.
There.
Hell of a show.
The best.
What was that in the background? A freaking turkey?
It sounded like somebody was mixing a paint can.
Like a turkey. Like, you know, a turkey like ruffles its feathers. That's right.
Here we go.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Mike in Townsend. Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Dan. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That was the Tommy Curran prank call.
More today, it sounds like, Curran, than it did the other day.
He emailed me the most foul response when I asked him, you know, was that you? And it was blank, no, it wasn't me. You think I got blank in time to be blank and calling a blank radio station?
Too.
And I emailed him back, I knew it was you. And that made him even more mad.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Hey, Dan. How are you? That's how he talks.
I saw him last night, and it was not mentioned.
Oh.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
Okay, Brad and Menden.
Hey, Brad.
Brad.
Hello.
You're not Brad.
You don't sound like a Brad.
Hello.
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 How's it going?
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Why T-Bone cut that collar off?
Worst thing Tom Morgan's ever done since working here.
Well, that's part of the dissension, is that some in the back room, Tom, I believe, thinks it was just a kid. Other people think it was a girl.
It was a sedated, drunk woman.
That was an adult female.
Yes, thank you.
Tom Morgan thinks it was a young boy.
Yeah, well, I don't care what it was. What the hell is he? It's not a show.
Well...
We talk to the people.
Those are fighting words.
So they're not allowed to talk about things that happen on the show?
No, they are, but I mean, I think we have the ability to dump the people if we don't think it's a good guest.
Well, whatever it was.
Obviously, he screened them enough to put her through.
That's true.
That thing had a chance to go down a rabbit hole, maybe. And we were going to ride the rabbit.
Yeah, and Tom cut it off. That's right. It was the day Jim wasn't here.
Right.
Tom dumped the caller. Can you believe that, Jim?
Can we use that as a fake promo?
I can't believe we just had a fake promo during fake promos.
We had a fake promo during the listening of the fake promos.
Middays at 10, Solak and Bertrand.
But it doesn't make it great.
We do it not the because it is easy.
To quote Herb Brooks, the hard is what makes it great.
That's... No.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And by the way, I was immediately corrected on that. It was not Herb Brooks. It was Herbie.
Hancock.
No. Surprised you didn't know that. It was Tom Hanks in A League of Their Own. Jimmy Fox, who said that. The heart is what makes it great.
Jimmy Fox.
He was saying it to Gina Davis.
I bet he was.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
We're doing blow with Drew Barrymore. Right. I straight to Kenneth and I said, this isn't right. She's a young kid. He goes, shut up. It's her blow. Hey!
Zolak and Bertrand.
That could be a real promo. That's not fake promo material. That's a real promo.
That is a real promo.
I started laughing yesterday. I was driving home, and one of these bikers was holding me up again. I just started laughing because, like, Lenny's so much cooler than one of those bikers. He came in all dressed up like
Lenny. He was all raring to go.
Trick or treat.
That's right.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Out, gone, sold out. Sold out. Whoa! In 8 minutes, the t-shirts are gone.
We just set the record.
Suck done.
Done.
Play the song again. Play it.
Stake it in.
Play it. I need Mongo Jerry.
Mongo Dance
Jerry.
Mongo. Dance Mongo.
Mongo Jerry. Yeah.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
Oh, that was good. That was a good day. Jim would have never let us get away with all that fun we had that day. It's like with a substitute.
See, that was good, Tom, there.
I just got corrected again.
What?
Tom Hanks, League of Their Own. Jimmy Dugan, not Jimmy Fox. He's based on Jimmy Fox. I know. Right. It does matter. I want to get it right, Zoe. You got a problem with me wanting to get it right? You got a problem with that?
Mungo Jerry.
Well, 3 minutes line, left in a Friday show. You want to get slapped.
Mungo Jerry back there working behind the glass.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
They clean the boat. They do the wash.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the what?
The wash.
The what?
The washer dryer. Like they wash your clothes. They gotta wash, take care of your stuff.
Zolak and Bertrand,
I literally had no idea what, I didn't know if it was like a boat thing, a wash. I'm like, wash. What's that?
Hey, wash.
Get your wash done.
I'm below deck.
Like, I don't know things about boats.
Knew. Below deck.
Yep. It's the one of those shows that I do watch. I love it.
And they say wash? We'll do the wash?
No, Zoe says that.
How does that thing so powered that way?
I didn't know what he was talking about.
Has so much power in that boat.
An engine. There's an engine.
Yeah, but the engine's not always running, pal.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Like, give me some Crystal Light, baby. You know? Those to-go packs, perfect for the bottles. Just shake them up. I'll get me to get that water down. Pomade.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Pomade. In your hair, not your armpit hair, but your head of hair.
I'll be endorsing that soon.
If you want some singing, this is our finale this week.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Tomorrow we can drive around this town. Let the cops chase us around.
Hey, jealousy.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So bad.
Past is gone, but something might be found to take its place.
Hey, jealousy.
With the moon.
Shut up. Man.
That's it.
Wow.
This has been a weird week. It really has.
Yeah, it has.
It's been a really weird week. What do you got there, Toots?
Maz just walked in, is opening up package.
He orders clothes, shoes, sent to work. He has no home. Natalie hates you, doesn't she?
Now he's keeping grilled shrimp here. I saw him sticking that in the fridge the other day.
Nobody will touch that.
He switched it up from a
can't take grilled shrimp and put it in a hot cup of water.
I'll fool everybody. Watch me write. He took a Sharpie out and wrote, boss. He wrote the boss's name on it just so nobody would touch it. I'll just write boss on it. Nobody will touch it.
Did it work? Have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Take it easy.